bounce, don't stop. Yeah, power 98 on top. Yeah, Shotty got the game on lock. Morning Madhouse, don't stop.
What's that little dance they used to do? Yeah. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a Friday inside the Madhouse. We out here with it, baby. You know what it is, man. Welcome to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Wake that ass up, boy. It's Friday. You already know. 68 degrees. Today's high's got to top out right near 81. And yes, more rain than forecast. The rain is already falling out there this morning in some spots, light drizzle. Other spots is kind of clear. It's going to be on and off all day long, but it's going to be here and in and around the area until tomorrow afternoon. Clearing out for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then back to some rain on Wednesday and Thursday next week. And we might even hit 90. We might even hit the 90 zone next week. I guess we are rolling into June. And, you know, actually this weekend marks the beginning of hurricane season. Yeah. Welcome to the Madhouse. In the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next dodo.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, doe?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
I am wonderful. It's Friday. It's a Friday fun day. We about to do it.
How your mama and them?
They are wonderful.
How your cousin them?
They're good too.
How's the mister?
He's cool. He's chilling.
How are you, sisters?
Everybody's good, Larry.
Okay, I was just checking on him. The Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up, the comedian. Bye bye.
I say good morning,
Gaffney.
Good morning,
Spartanburg.
Good morning,
Lancaster.
Good morning,
shout out America.
Good morning,
what up, baby?
What up, Larry?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
How your mama, Nim?
Everybody's doing good.
How your daddy, Nim?
He's doing great.
How your sister, Nim?
She's doing good, too.
What about your wifey?
She's good also.
What about your kids?
They're getting on my nerves.
Say what they doing?
Getting on my nerves.
What they doing?
Getting on my nerves.
What they doing?
They asking me for this.
For what?
Asking me for that.
Why they keep on
and
asking?
All I can see
what you tell them?
No.
What you say?
No.
Well, why you say that?
Hell no.
Why you keep telling them no?
Because they don't need it.
Why they don't?
Because they just want it because they see it.
Well, what you gonna do for the little kids?
I'ma make them do what I want to.
And what is that?
That's do what I say.
Yeah.
And they, not as I do.
Are they listening?
No.
They not listening?
Not at all.
Do you got your belt?
Yes.
Do you got some water?
Yes.
Do they brush the teeth?
Yes.
Do they wash the ass?
Yes.
I was into it. I was going to keep going.
I was too. You know I'm extra. You know I'm extra, boss. Boss, you know I'm extra.
It's Friday.
It's Friday in the Madhouse. We made it through, Lord. You got to count me in the number, Lord. Count me in the number, Lord. I'm here. Sister Jessica, are you here? Sister Jessica, are you here?
I'm here.
Are you here, though?
Present and accounted for.
All right. Let the church say amen and... You can all send a Cash App to Cash App $ at Morning Madhouse. I'm lying. We don't even have a Cash App. But, yeah.
We don't.
We need one, though.
I mean, I got a personal one.
I got a personal one, too. You want to send a little something down, you can send me a DM on my Instagram, and I'll tell you what it is. All right. Welcome to the Morning Madhouse. We got an action-packed show for y'all today. Now, listen. You're going to have to sit back, relax, and just shut up and listen to the Madhouse. It's about to get crazy this morning. Kelly Price is stopping through. She'll be checking in, telling us about her brand new show or her show on BET. Neo, he's stopping through. He's going to be dropping off a brand new song. Neo will be stopping through about 9 o'clock. Kelly Price in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:30-ish. Burpee, you got your song today?
Come on now. Stop playing with me.
Burpee got a song that we're remaking today. You know how we do it each and every Friday. And, man, we're just going to have some good... We're going to have a good time today. It's just going to be a good... clean. Well, it's gonna be a
it's
good
a
show.
Good day to be a good day.
And I saw this pop up on my Instagram and on my social media that Kurt Franklin and your boy Fred Hammond, they gonna do a versus battle. When is it, this Sunday, y'all?
This
it
Sunday.
Is definitely this Sunday. Yeah.
At what? At 5? Is it at 5 o'clock or 8 o'clock?
I believe
it's at 5. It's at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Are y'all looking forward to this? They're calling it the healing versus battle. They saying that we need this right now, that Kurt Franklin, Fred Hammond, you know, John P. Key, he went against Hezekiah Walker. So now we're going to get the Kurt Franklin and Fred Hammond battle. And what do you think about it, Ms. Jessica?
I am definitely excited about this one. I am fans of both, mm-hmm. huge fans of both. Yeah, I'm very excited about this one.
I think it's needed.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you, what you think about it, Bert?
It's needed right now,
mm-hmm.
especially right now with everything that's going on. I think it'll be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to check this one out, too. And if I had to pick a winner, I guess you pick a winner in these things. I got to roll with good old Kurt Franklin. I just think I know Fred got hits. Now, I know Fred got hits, but Kurt got that stuff to make you move your soul, though.
Kurt catalog.
He make you move. Then he got it. What was the name of his little group? He got,
Which one?
God's Property.
You got God's Property, Kirk Franklin, and the Family.
Yeah. Yeah, this might be over before he gets started. But
I met Kirk Franklin at Cracker Barrel by Concord Mill.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good dude, though. Like, we see him every year at the BET Awards, and he always shows us love. But shout out to him, man. He's a good guy. Shout out to Kirk. I'm looking forward to this battle this Sunday, 5 o'clock, Instagram Live. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Definitely the next in the Versus series. We're getting another gospel one, a healing one. We need some healing. Speaking of healing, man, let's get to it right now. Today's inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community. I think him and Pastor J need to do a versus battle.
Okay, you're doing too much.
With inspirational power words. Okay, it's Pod 88.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
I promise you, when they open outside back up, it's going down, son. I told y'all, it's a Friday inside the Madhouse, and it's time to get your hashtag MHQQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, go ahead and get your phones out so that you can answer our Madhouse question of the day today. And today, with everything that's going on in the world today, we ready to go. And we want to know, which one would you prefer to live? Where would you prefer to live? Wakanda or Zamunda? Which one you got, Wakanda or Zamunda? And I believe that I'm going Zamunda all day.
Mm.
There was no fighting in Zamunda. People just chilling and eating juices and berries and putting it on their hair. I'm going Zamunda.
Bert, what you got? Where you going,
I'm living in Wakanda, baby.
You going to Wakanda, baby?
Vibranium?
Yeah, yeah.
We can make anything from vibranium.
Yeah.
And everything better? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
They cured paralyzism.
They cured what?
Paralyzism? How you call it? How you say it?
I thought it was called paralysis, but okay.
Oh, paralysis, yeah.
See, they ain't even had no paralysis in Zamunda.
Ooh,
they ain't had none of them problems.
I'm going to live in Wakanda in the day and Zamunda at night. Because I want to go ride one of them elephants over in Zamunda. I think if I got to pick one, I think I'm going to roll with Wakanda, too. You know what I mean? What's my man name that lived in the mountains?
In the mountains?
In the hills. The big dude that, when you know what I mean, when Black Panther got kicked off the you know, he cured
Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah.
Ah, damn.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, I want to live with that tribe. That's who I want to be with. I want to kick it with them.
The monkey tribe.
There wasn't no damn monkeys.
They were the monkey tribe.
No. Ooh.
I'm sorry.
I forgot. What's the name? What was their name, though?
Jessica,
what was their name?
I don't know because I live in Zamunda.
You know the damn movie.
Damn, what was his
name? I'm over here with Sammy.
That's my homeboy.
M'Baku.
There go. The M'Baku tribe.
M'Baku.
That's where I want to.
No, that's the name of the man.
I know, but it's something with a J. But I want to be with M'Baku. I'm rolling with them in Wakanda. How do we tap in on this, Ms. Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Where you living? Zamunda or Wakanda?
She said Wakanda.
Yeah.
Jabari tribe, Larry.
I told you started with a J.
Yep.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning.
Hey, Miss Janae Aiko. It's Pound 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the morning. Madhouse. Janae Aiko. P. Ferry on the way. On the way with Bubba. Speaking of on the way, man, you know what it is. On the way to Instagram. Y'all head there right now. Hashtag MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day. What we talking about today, Miss Jessica?
Well, we want to know, where do you prefer to live? Wakanda or Zamunda?
I'm going Wakanda. I'm gonna live in Wakanda in the day, and I'm going to Zamunda at night. But Wakanda for me. What you got, Burp?
Oh, easily Wakanda. Easily. No questions asked.
And Jessica, what you got?
I'm going Zamunda.
Zamunda.
Well, no fighting. They were just chilling.
They was just chilling. They was just
they
over
just
there
chilling,
kicking it and doing their thing.
Partying.
Yeah, and getting it in.
Having big parades and stuff.
And had elephants and zebras in the backyard and everything.
Yeah.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm going Zamunda.
I think I'm out to live in a little bit of both. Well, I come visit you over there in Zamunda. Yeah, but I'm going to live in Wakanda, but I'm going to come visit. As long as you cooking, I'm on the way. How do we tap in on this question?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Coming up, man, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback Song of the Morning, and we're talking about that they just passed a bill in the North Carolina Senate about allowing bars to open and serve alcohol outside, which is currently against legislation here in North Carolina. What do y'all think about it? What do you think about them opening bars and allowing the serving of alcohol outside? When we come back, Charlotte's plug is Pot 88.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Pot 88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry, the morning Madhouse, 6:38, 22 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right in the 81. We're going to have rain on and off all day long, so be on the lookout for that. About 65, 66, 67 degrees right about now. About 67 degrees right now in Charlotte, America. And talking about this bill just passed the North Carolina Senate to allow bars to reopen because bars have not been allowed to reopen, you know, even with phase two here in North Carolina. So a lot of people feel like, hey, we need to get these bars open to help stimulate the North Carolina economy. Well, a bill did pass in the North Carolina Senate that said, hey, they want bars to reopen and that will allow bars to serve alcohol outside, which has been outlawed not only here in North Carolina, but in a lot of states. You cannot serve or drink beer and alcohol outside. I remember us being in L.A. and people, you know, you can openly smoke marijuana in L.A., but we're on the street and somebody has a drink and the officer walks up and said, hey, you got to put that out. Well, you got to put that up. And we're like, what? And he's like, yeah, you got to take the alcohol back in the restaurant. So we're like, oh, okay. So they don't serve alcohol, or you can't have alcohol outside in certain states, which is one of the states is here in North Carolina. Do y'all think, do you feel like that with this bill about what they just passed in the Senate, with this bill that just passed in the Senate, that they should allow the serving of alcohol outside? What do you think about it, Bert? You think they should be able to serve and drink alcohol outside?
I think so. They do it in what is that, New Orleans? You can walk around with liquor outside in New Orleans. But it's only a certain area where you can do it. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a problem with it. You know, if people want to get a drink, I think they should have extra security if that's the case.
What, for outside?
Because if people, you know, you're at a bar,
mm-hmm.
people are going to get drunk.
If okay, but go ahead.
You can contain it if it's inside, if it's in a bar, but outside, I don't see a problem with it.
How can you? Okay, all right, Jessica, what you got?
I see absolutely no problem with serving alcohol outside. We see it going on in other states. We see it happening, so I don't see a problem with that. Mm. However, where I do see a problem is, why are we doing it now? We haven't even contained COVID-19, you know, so I get it. I understand that, you know, we need to be able to stimulate the economy and things like that. but people's health is still in question. You know, we still haven't even gotten past this whole social piece, wearing your mask out when you're in places and things like that. We haven't gotten past that piece yet. So while I see no problem with serving alcohol outside at bars, we see it happening other places. I don't think that this is the right time to roll this out because we haven't even dealt with our first problem, which is COVID-19.
Okay. 570 WPEG, what is your opinion? Do you think, you know, it is already, the bill is already passed in North Carolina Senate and that will allow bars, to, number one, to reopen, and two, that will allow them to serve alcohol outside? What do y'all think about it, Charlotte America? I never understood why you couldn't drink outside anyway. I mean, if you're going to drink, you drink in a bar, and, you know, they have the whole open container law and all this. But I never understood, like, what was the whole logic behind not allowing people to drink outside. I don't understand that. But, hey, I'm cool with it. I think, you know, everything is reopening up. You got the reopening of barbershops, nail shops, and everything else. I think it's, you know, we got it, even restaurants. So I thought the bars would fall under the restaurant category, but apparently they did not. So what do you think about it? 570 WPEG.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio.
You say watch follow you.
598 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Talking about the reopening of North Carolina bars. Bill has passed the North Carolina Senate that would allow bars to reopen and allow them to serve alcohol outside. What you think about it? Good morning.
Look, honestly, I'm going to tell you and keep it all the way 100 with you. I've been doing club security and all different types of security for 20-some years. North Carolina about stupid if they're going to allow people to drink outside because that's going to make it harder on everybody. They're going to be too drunk, intoxicated to follow even the rules of the social distance. No one's going to care about social distance, and everybody's going to be trying to get their grind on.
So my thing is, if you could control it inside, how you cannot control it outside? Because as a bartender and as a server, like, you can stop serving somebody alcohol,
right? But by them having it outside, that's allowing people to bring their own drinks.
No, and, I don't think they're gonna allow you to do that. I don't think they're talking about that.
No. I'm talking about the fact of if you're outside and you're dealing with alcohol, that means the people who's going to try to take advantage of it and sneak drinks. So it's going to be drinks being passed around, and it's going to be almost impossible to monitor who's supposed to drink, who's not supposed to drink, and where these drinks are coming from. Because women with their purses, men doing what they're doing, trying to impress these females, it's going to be very, very difficult. And so if they want to open up something, they need to open up the libraries, the schools, and stuff like that.
Okay.
Boy, you better preach out here.
So let me ask you this. If they found a way to contain it outside, like if they, like you're outside and it's almost like they create, you know how, you ever been to a beer garden?
I've been to a wine garden, yeah.
Yeah, so if they created an atmosphere like that, would you be more open to it?
I'll be more open to it. But at the same time, North Carolina's also cheap. They're not going to try to hide all that security. I'm telling you.
I believe, I know North Carolina cheap. You ain't got to tell me that. I already know.
And I've done security in almost every club and every bar here in Charlotte alone. And stuff. And I'm telling you, it's going to go crazy. There's a little pookie going to try to impress Earl, and they're going to be trying to get at all the females. I'm telling you, it's going to get real ugly.
All right. Appreciate you, big homie.
All right.
I'm talking about the reopening of bars here in North Carolina and them serving alcohol outside. Good morning.
Oh, hey, family.
What's up, Toodles?
Where's that bit back at? Ooh, I smell him.
Toodles.
Mister, what the hell ain't called yet?
Toodles.
Ooh, where is that?
She was talking about you.
Mine? Hey, Licorice Larry, you sexy self.
I can't do nothing left.
Ooh,
why I got to be Licorice Larry, though?
Because, hey,
nah, never mind. Toodles, do you got a damn comment, Toodles? Do you got a
wondering? Let him answer the question.
Yeah. I don't need him now, so I changed my mind, Jessica. Mid-sentence, I changed my mind. Is that okay?
You asked that.
Exactly.
I don't want to know no more.
This is what my friend said. They said Larry is that Licorice Larry because every time you see him, you want to lick him like licorice. That's what he told me.
Actually, licorice is nasty, by the way. Anyway, do you got a damn comment this morning?
Yes, tell Grandpa to get off the phone and stop being so scared, honey. Let people live. Let them drink outside, honey. You know y'all little young boys anyway. Y'all want to pull up in front of the bar, restaurant, stunt on them 24s anyway. Try to hit your alarm button soon as somebody go outside so they know that belongs to you. That's how y'all pull them little girls. So tell him to stop fronting and keep stunting, honey, and get your drink and do your thing. Hey, and let it hang. That's all I can say. Drink outside, honey, and live your life. And then go camping, honey. Go camping.
Bye, Toodles. Bye.
Oh,
wow. This is WTEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
What's wrong with him, Burby? What's wrong with him?
Boy, I got issues.
We gonna let y'all shine, man. You know how we do it inside the madhouse. 570-WPEG. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You doing something good in somebody's life. You know what I mean? Shout out to the truck drivers, the mail carriers, UPS, FedEx, Amazon, DHL, anybody out there delivering packages. You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all for, you know what I mean, making sure everybody's getting what they need. All my folks out there pushing them big gas trucks, them grocery trucks. If you out there moving freight, we appreciate y'all. Big homie, big dog. All my frontline workers, all my nurses out there, all my doctors, anybody that work in a healthcare facility, we appreciate y'all. You got somebody you need to let shine, let us know. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Only.
It's 2020. And I ain't
getting my kids be here bigger than me. They can't get rid of me.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yes, I want to let all the mail carriers from the Chester, Lancaster, Clover, and York area shine because we rock. All the mail carriers from Chester, Lancaster, and York. This is Cheryl McQuirk and Walker, and we all shine.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Good morning. Today's my birthday.
And who are you?
Tyrell.
Tyrell, happy birthday, boy.
Thank you.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine this morning?
I'm letting my mama shine with Lisa Double L. She out here making these masks, trying to keep everybody safe.
Double L getting that paper. She always getting that money.
And you know she gonna get that money.
Who this, Sierra?
This Sierra.
What's up, Sierra? Tell your mama let me hold some.
I'ma tell her, you know she got all the bank over there.
Double L, buddy. Shout out to Double L, buddy.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let shine my daughter, Janae. She graduated from Winston-Salem State University this year. And I want to let myself shine because I'm out here working in this pandemic, out here keeping people with power. And I just want to say, you know, it's a blessing to be able to hear you guys every morning, even though I'm not in Charlotte.
Is this my boy, Tamik?
You know who it is, Larry.
You already know what the... going on. What's up to me?
I can't call it, man. I'm upset, but I'm happy.
I got you.
Cause this George Floyd thing, man. They got mad with Kaepernick kneel, but you want the police to kneel and kill us.
Right. It's a whole crazy thing going on. But I want to shout out to you, man, cause you've been holding it down. You've been doing your thing. Shout out to that daddy. Congratulations to you, man, and pushing your kids through and making sure they standing up and they doing their thing, man. So salute to you, big dog.
You know I got a lot of them to put through.
We all do. Part of the Leave It In There clan.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
And good morning. I want to let my kids shine. I got four beautiful kids who made it through this pandemic on top. With A's and B's on the report cards, and my fourth grader on top in math, I'm loving it.
You ain't gonna say their names though?
Oh yeah. So my Taylor, she finished her first year as a freshman at Millikan University. My Kennedy. She finished her freshman year at Spartan High in Spartanburg, A&B honor roll. Timothy, he's my seventh grader, A honor roll. And I got Madison, my fourth grader, who came out better for math than she went in.
Come on, children.
Yeah. And shout out to that mama if she still got hair, because if you got all them kids and all of them in school and you ain't put your hair out yet, shout out to you, baby. You know how we do it inside the Madhouse.
Yes, sir. On the way, Miss Justice got your nose and neighbor news right around 7:24. It's Pot 88.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Yo, with a couple of big, bodacious sausage and egg biscuits, you can go halvesies and feel fullsies. Get two of them for just $3.50. It's bow time. From the Truliant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte Traffic.
Police, fire, and medic out with a new injury crash. It's on Eastway Drive at Arnold Drive. Use caution as you roll through there. A lot of first responders on scene. Harris Boulevard at Greer Road, a fender bender in the intersection. Interstates still check clear, 77, 85, and 485, trouble free.
Chewy.com is looking for you.
Looking for you.
Chewy is hiring in their Salisbury location, 255 Front Creek Road, just off exit 81 on I-85. Come for an interview and you can get hired on the spot. Chewy offers great pay up to $13.50 an hour with incentive bonuses and overtime opportunities.
Plus, get benefits starting on the first day of the month after you're hired.
Stop by 255 Front Creek Road, just off exit 81 on I-85, Monday through Friday, or email chewy-jobs-clt@chewy.com for more information.
Yeah. Hey, shout out America. I need y'all to do me a favor. Let's connect, shout out America. You know what? It is a great time to connect with somebody who you haven't connected with in a long time. Like maybe an old high school friend or maybe an old college roommate. You know, the best way to connect is to grab your T-Mobile phone and call somebody or video call somebody or just shoot them a text message and be like, hey, I ain't talked to you in a while, bit, dog. Let's connect. Do it like that. And you know why it's a great time to connect? By way of T-Mobile is because T-Mobile is joining forces with Sprint. Did you know that T-Mobile was joining forces with Sprint? And together, they will build America's largest 5G network. Together, they'll have more engineers, more towers, and more coverage than ever before. So come on and connect with somebody right now, courtesy of T-Mobile, and it's a great time because T-Mobile won't make you choose between the best prices and the best 5G because T-Mobile will give you both. All you got to do is log on to the website, T-Mobile.com. That's right, T-Mobile.com, and find out how.
Right now, we're all making home the best place to be.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Friday, May 29th. DMX has apologized to Lloyd Banks for comments made about him being a lyricist or not during an interview with Fat Man Scoop. Banks fired back, accusing X of only being mad because he didn't come to the studio to work with him when he reached out. X quickly realized that he mistook Banks for Tony Yayo and hopped on Instagram to say it takes a real guy to admit when he is wrong. My apologies to Lloyd Banks. I was thinking Tony Yayo when I was asked about Banks. So he got Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks mixed up. Miss Quad has a new family member. The Married to Medicine star just revealed that she adopted a little girl. The baby was born on April 8th in Memphis and named Ari. Quad is preparing to travel to Memphis to meet with her new baby girl for the first time. The news of Quad having a baby girl comes as a surprise to many after the reality star decided not to have a baby with her ex-husband, Dr. Greg. Yo Gotti spared no expense when celebrating his birthday this year. The rapper spent over $1 million on himself. What did he purchase? 3 luxury vehicles and a watch to match the vehicles. He showed fans his Rolls Royce truck, Ferrari F8 and Lamborghini on Instagram, along with a message saying, appreciate y'all for putting me in the position to spend $1 million on my birthday. Diddy held a family meeting to discuss the state of race relations in America and had some questionable guests. One that is getting a lot of side eyes is Amy Schumer. Some were wondering how she was invited to the family meeting with tweets that include, is half blackface acceptable? Hashtag Halloween questions. And black people are just like us, except they're not scared of black people. Happy birthday to Mel B, LaToya Jackson, and Laverne Cox. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. Shout out to my big homie, man, Sporty Odie, celebrating his birthday as well. So shout out to the big dog, big homie. And Miss Jessica told y'all on the Nosy Neighbor News about my boy Yo Gotti, a.k.a. Mikuzzo. What did she say about Yo Gotti? What did she say he bought himself and how much money did he spend? 570-WPEG. First caller through, correct now. So what we giving them, Miss Jessica?
They going to get that Polo G album.
All right, tap in with us. 570-WPEG.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 740.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know how we get it in about this time. Shout out to Beyonce. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, her first number one right there. Burberry, her first number one with Beyonce on the Savage Remix. And y'all know what time it is, boy. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You already know what that is, Burberry Jessica. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Everybody's been out here and we've been watching what's happening in Minneapolis with the George Floyd case and everything that's going on. We saw what happened with the officer. We saw the unrest that's going on, the riots that's going on. We saw that they ran in a Target and they, you know, they basically, y'all call it looting, whatever you want to call it. They went in a Target and yeah, they got some stuff out of Target. All right, we're right back here in Charlotte, America. Right back here in Charlotte, America. People had comments about it. And I was scrolling Facebook. I was scrolling Instagram. And I came across this one comment that everybody sent to me. Everybody sent it to me. I'm talking about my mama and them sent this one to me. Oh, that's how you feel, big dog. A guy by the name of, I just call him Joe, because that's what he goes by on his Facebook page. Joe, and it says he's apparently the owner of a company called Raps to Go. Okay, Joe, that's what's up. So, his comment said, N-words gonna be N-words. All these thieves deserve whatever they get, and they deserve to have their neck stepped on. In the words of the great Denzel Washington, you disloyal, mate, fool. You know the rest, Burpin.
I do.
You know the rest.
I do.
Come on, bro. And you know what? And you know what? If that's how you feel, bro, that's how you feel. But you know what make me mad, though? You know what make me mad about the whole situation? Not the fact that you put it out there and that's what you said. What makes me totally upset and mad about the whole situation, that you didn't have enough gall and you didn't have enough balls to stand on what you said. T.I. got a song that says, stand up. Stand up for what you believe in. Bring it to the square. Bring it to the circle. Stand up, bro. If you say that, and that's what you truly believe, and that's what you feel, then stand on what you say and stand on what you believe in. Don't go delete your whole profile. Don't go to Instagram and delete your profile. Don't go to Facebook and delete your profile. Stand on what you say. Don't go trying to block everybody from commenting and going in your inbox and can't nobody find you now. Nah, you said it, big dog. You meant what you said. Stand on what you believe in and stand on what you say. If that's how you really feel, that's what you really feel. And then don't come back. Don't try to come back later talking about or with your homeboys and your homegirls, because you know it's somebody out there in the city that know you. It's somebody out there that's seen it that said, oh, that's who that is. They know where you live. They know where you stay. They know where you work. They know you. So don't come back with the, oh, I was just joking, or I was just kidding, man. It wasn't like that. Nah, bro. Stand on what you believe and stand on what you said.
He's come back. Well, first of all, they've already put out where he lives. Pictures of his house, everything is already out.
I already know that.
But I have just seen that he has put out that his page was hacked.
Of course.
Don't come back with that, big dog. Stand on what you believe in and stand on what you said. If you said it, like Trick Daddy say, if I set it up, if it was fully, it was spit it. Hold on. Wait, what? Bruh, if you said it and you meant it, then stand on it. Don't come back with the, oh, my page was hacked. When your page got hacked, big dog? When did it get hacked? It just all of a sudden got hacked yesterday. It didn't get hacked. Now another day, but it got hacked yesterday. Man, get the, what, man, boy, wow.
The biggest name.
This is Lil Nas X.
This is Summer Walker.
This is Wale.
Give me that. Give me that and get it right. I said, give me that. Give me that and get it right. I said, give me that. Give me that and get it right. Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that. 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 Incog. Give me that mix.
Give me that.
I said, give me that mix, boy.
Okay.
I said, give me that mix, boy.
Give me that mix, boy.
Nolan and Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Incog gave it to y'all this morning. He gave it to y'all. From now on, that's how you DJ. From now on, that's how you DJ. My next DJ, he gonna DJ. I've been watching Bad Boys 2 all weekend. I'm sorry. It's Nolan and Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometime I had
it's
thoughts.
Friday. It is Friday,
bro. It's shots fired Friday, Jessica. Let me hear them guns. Shots fired.
Bang, 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 bang.
I thought you didn't have a chopper.
Just do it. Just go. Okay. Just go.
Okay. All right.
Let's get into it. Oh, I'm excited about this. I couldn't wait all week to talk about this. Boy, they mad about what's going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Larry and Jessica. They are upset. It's a lot of people talking about, oh, they burning down the city. Why are they burning down stores and stuff in your own community? Oh, I don't know. How about let's ask, I don't know, the people that lived in Greenwood right outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1921 why they was burning down businesses and stuff in our own community. Shots fired!
Boom! Just get one, because that's, I'm blowing them up with all, just one.
I also seen somebody make a tweet to that. They said, well, what, just like y'all are saying, what is wrong with us burning down the city? Then what is that accomplished? Then what does it accomplish when you drop a bomb on a Middle Eastern country?
Or if they upset about this community thing, what does burning a Target do for, I don't care about burning down a Target. I don't know. Let's ask the KKK when they was dropping bombs and burning down black churches in the civil rights era. Shots fired.
Black, 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 black.
Now that sounded like a real gun.
It did. That was a good one, Jess.
I don't know. You want to know why we burning down stuff? It don't even matter. Let's ask all the racists that was burning crosses in people's homes and throwing Molotovs through black people's homes. Also in the civil rights era. Shots damn fired.
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
In order to see change, you got to be change. Burn it down. Burn the city to its knees. Make them come to their knees and be like, you know what? We was wrong. We might have been a little wrong. That's why I like that mayor in Minneapolis. He talk about that cop murdered that man. I like that mayor with his little curl. You see the little curl?
I see the little curl.
He
came out there walking like Joel Osteen for a minute.
I'm starting to think that mayor might got a little tongue of fever feeling. He might have a little black thing on the side, man. I might have a little lady.
He got a little swirl in his
cover. He got a little swirl over there. He told him, he said, look, this is murder. I am outraged. That was a white man talking. You know what he said to the other white people? Shots fired.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Sound like an air gun.
I'm so amped up for this, and the guns is bringing me down a little. It's bringing me down a little. But don't be asking us what we're upset about, why we're mad, what does looting do, what does rioting do. It does a lot. Look at what the riots did in L.A. after the Rodney King situation. They got a whole Latino police chief over there now, and they made a lot of changes after all of that happened. So burn it down if you need something to happen. That's all I got to say. Shots fired, Jessica.
Bang!
And those from Murphy Star.
Think about it!
What you thought?
Girl, what you thought?
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Ladies and gentlemen, our star phone is ringing again. Again. Y'all say what's up. This is Mr. Big.
To Mr. Hey.
To Miss Kelly Price. What's up, Kelly Price?
Hello, good Kelly Price.
Morning. All this energy is what's up. That's what I'm talking about.
Come on now. Come on now, Sister Kelly.
You know that. You know that's one of my favorite. I know everybody is anti-Robert right now, but that's one of my favorite R. Kelly songs. This is Mr.
You know,
Big.
Thank you.
How you doing, Mr. Big?
It's still one of my favorite songs. It's still one of my favorite songs. It was a monumental moment in music history, specifically for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am grateful for every opportunity that I've had. And, you know, we come to points and times where we have to try to separate the art from the artist,
mm-hmm.
and let them deal with what they've done with God and all of that other stuff. But, yes,
hallelujah.
It is still one of my favorite songs.
Kelly's telling me that you're sleeping with another woman.
Hey, he just had a birthday, too. Mr. Big just turned 79, y'all. That is my dude, yo.
He's 79?
Oh, yeah, he's 79, yeah.
Yeah, he just had a birthday a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He had a little virtual party, and his wife hooked it up so that I could send, this video message for his birthday. It was really cool.
Let me give flowers while you can still smell them. Kelly, you have one of the most iconic voices in music.
Thank you.
History from when you first came on the scene, your voice was just so powerful, and not only powerful, but the way that you control your voice, the way that you sing, the songs that you put out. Let me just give you a hand clap right now, Kelly,
because
you are you done did the thing, girl.
Thank you, I appreciate that. You know, that's all that church. I tell people that's when your mother is the minister of music at your grandfather's church that you a member of, and when people got attitudes and decided that they didn't want to come to choir rehearsal, like, she was strict. If you don't come to rehearsal, you don't sing on Sunday morning. So there were some times when it was me, my sister, my mama now, my grandmama, we all sang. And one of them would get on the organ, and because if you couldn't make rehearsal, you wasn't coming up trying to shine on Sunday morning. This is about the Lord, not you.
Mm.
So I grew up under a very, very strict discipline of how to handle music.
Oh, that's
and
dope.
Growing up in a single parent home, I love music. You somebody might think, you should hate having to sing. I loved it. It was soothing for me. It was therapy. We were in the projects. And growing up in the projects in the 70s and in the 80s, it was its own interesting time. And so if things would get loud and things would get crazy, my mother would turn music on and she would say, y'all sing, so we could drown out the noise from other apartments, drown out the noise from outside. And so to this day, it's instinctive for me to go to music. I've been walking around this house singing in full-blown concert
Come
for
on
about
now.
75 days.
Come on now. Come on now.
Well, Kelly, we get the music from you, and now you are on BET's hit series, American Soul. It's the untold story of Don Cornelius in Soul Train. Talk to us about the show and about your character.
Oh, gosh. So just the personal connection, a personal professional connection to Don Cornelius, this coming around and being a part of this project is very full circle for me. Coming into the industry, and again, talking about This Is Mr. Big, that was my first single, but I've been in the business for many, many, many years. But right before I got my deal, there was not a record company executive that was unfamiliar with who I was, because I was writing music for all the artists at all of the major labels.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew who I was, but nobody wanted to take a chance on winning with a too fat, too black, too loud girl. Those were the words used to describe me closed rooms. And just because the room door is closed doesn't mean that the words that are happening in the room don't get on the outside of the room.
Absolutely.
But that was the thing that was circulating. And so we did the song, and we shot to number one with no video in a time where that had never happened before, and we made history with the song, and it was an amazing, I tell you, I'm one of the most grateful people you ever gonna talk to. I went from sleeping outside and waiting in line for cheese and singing 50-11 times in church for free to getting paid to do it. I shouldn't be complaining about anything.
Talk about it, Kelly. Talk about it.
And you also did secular music, but you also did gospel music at one time. So how did you make the change? Is it because, like you told us earlier, because you started in the church anyway?
Well, I always say this. I resist the word secular.
Okay.
The church the church has popularized mm-hmm. the word secular to make a marked difference between non-gospel genre singers that may perhaps cross and do gospel music. I've never left church. I've always been a member of somebody's church. I raised my children in church just like I was raised in church. I am a member of a church right now. And I reject the word secular because if you look it up, one of its meanings is without God.
Mm.
And I will never allow anybody to tell me that I'm without God because I sing R&B music. So just that little note.
I got you, baby. I got you. I'm with God, too. I walk with him every day.
Let me tell you something. Reverend Dr. Kelly Price can show up, too.
That's who you are.
Come on now. Come on these airwaves dropping gems this morning because it don't but mean listen. Without God.
Listen, don't ever tell me I'm without God. If nobody else is invited into my life, Bruhman is not, I'm saying that laughingly, but if nobody else is invited into my life, he is.
Absolutely. God is invited. Yes. Y'all better know it.
Yes.
It feel like fire shut up in my bones.
Don't do it. Y'all know I don't know how to act. Stop it.
Speaking of your gospel music, we saw you on the BET special with Kurt Franklin, sister Fantasia, our brother Melvin Crispell III, doing your thing, singing that song, Smile. It was absolutely... I watched that video regularly, my father and I. Thank you for doing that. And what else have you been doing since you've been quarantining?
Writing television shows and screenplays and doing a lot of cooking and refusing to eat all the food that I'm cooking because I will not come out of quarantine looking like the Michelin Man. I keep telling everybody that. I'm not going to do it. So I keep checking where my waistline is and my jeans. I get dressed intentionally most days of the week so I can make sure I'm not popping out my clothes. But I'm trying to stay creatively stimulated and be on purposefully because I lost my grandfather last month.
Sorry,
I lost about 15 people. About 15 people I'm at right now because of New York being hit so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And last month when it took my grandfather, it almost laid me out. Like I have to honestly say. But what he instilled in me is there. And so I'm being intentional while I'm locked up in the house. And I told myself there's no reason why when this gets lifted, whatever this is, that I shouldn't come out not only a better human being, but with a lot to give the world because I've been intentional about staying in a creative space even while I'm in the house.
Now, even when you're not quarantined, when you were outside, what motivated you to write the songs that you did? What was your creative process?
I literally could see something happen in the grocery store and make a whole movie out of it.
Wow.
And I write music two ways. I can hear when I'm writing music. I can literally hear all of the instrumentation in my head while I'm writing the song, like where every snare should be, where every kick should be, where the strings should come in. I can hear all of that when I'm writing, but I also can close my eyes and see the movie of the song. I can see the story that I'm telling. So I literally can, if I walk past a couple that are trying not to let the rest of the people in Publix know that they are having a whole argument because they're in the store right now, I done turned that into a whole song. I done made up a song about what they was arguing about on the aisle, on the frozen food aisle, how it got started at the house before they got in the car.
I like that.
I literally can write about anything.
All right, Kelly Price is with us this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly, thank you for checking in with us. When is the show come on BET?
We are Wednesdays at 10 p.m. We are in real adult time. It's not necessarily for the little ones, but we're giving. It's the story of Don Cornelius. and it's the true story of the time, post-war, racism, colorism, fighting for ownership of what belongs to you, people trying to edge you out or take what belongs to you, all of it, all of it. And I love the fact that we are getting the backstory, because there was no social media in the 60s and in the 70s. And what you knew about celebrities is what they told you on the news or in the magazines. Other than that, we didn't know much. There was a mystique and a mystery that went along with celebrity that no longer exists because of social media. Mm-hmm. So it's been an incredible, incredible opportunity to be a part. I feel like I'm giving back to Mr. Cornelius, who first put me on his stage, and the world got a chance to see me for the first time perform Friend of Mine on Saturday morning on Soul Train. So to be a part of the telling of his life feels very full circle to me, and I'm really honored to do it. And I want the people to love it. Come back, watch us for season two, so we can get a season three.
That's what it is. Let me ask you this real quick before we let you go, because we know you got to run. We just saw the murder of a young man by the police. His name is George Floyd. What are your thoughts and your feelings on that?
My thoughts are that when times are tight and the world is tight right now, that everything is magnified. Nothing is coming out that hasn't already been there. When we get to see the core of who people really are and what matters most. If this tape didn't get leaked, nobody outside of that city would have known about it. So these are times where I'm grateful for things like social media. Social media does some real interesting rudeness from time to time, but I'm grateful when we can use it for justice. We're not there yet. As a society, as a people, as a country, we talk a good game on the global stage, but the world sees who we are in this crisis, and it's not good. It is not good. I've been telling everybody, it's time for us to stand up and be the people we pretend we are.
Mm-hmm. Stand up and be the people we pretend we are.
Kelly
like
Preston
that.
Came on this radio Ooh! And dropped gems.
Thank
you hear me?
Thank you, Miss Kelly.
I have had a ball with you guys this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Drop $3 on the rain, cause been the truck. Look.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's your Friday Madhouse remix. You already know we got a song we remix each and every Friday inside the Madhouse. What song we gonna remix today?
Y'all know what my favorite song on the radio is right now.
We don't. What is it?
It's that Party Next Door and Rihanna. Believe It.
This right here?
Hey, bitch. Good looking for
that. That's when we believe it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I like this too. I feel it, big dog. Yeah.
Best made me believe it.
Yeah, this is my song
right here.
So you remixed that?
I had to put my little spin on it.
You remixed it?
I did.
Let's check it out. The Madhouse Friday Remix.
Larry in the morning, Madhouse.
Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Your boy Neo is tapping in with the Madhouse. This is how he's going to be tapping in to tell us about his brand new song. As a matter of fact, I think Neo's calling right now. Good morning. Is this Neo?
Hi, it's Melissa at Capitol. Can I put him through?
Yeah, we waiting on. Yeah, put him through right now. We actually.
Put him through.
Yeah, we about, see how we do? We just go straight to the line. You know what I mean? We about to go live with Neo. Mm-hmm. That's my big dog. I wonder if he still be wearing the big hats and everything.
Really?
I mean, you know, he be wearing a big, what you call them, fedoras?
Yes.
Yeah, he be wearing them hats, though. I wanted to know. They must have went to wake him up. You know what I mean? He probably was somewhere writing a song for somebody. Mm-hmm. Burby, you should tell Neo to write you a song.
I'm going to write Neo a song.
You going to write Neo a song?
Yeah.
Picture that. I wanted to know what he was doing.
On my songwriting skills.
Yeah, man. I think they're terrible. I wonder how did he come up with Beyonce's to the left, everything in your bag.
I'm pretty sure you can ask him.
I'm going to ask him that. That might be one of my first questions. She ain't put him on the phone yet. Neo ain't came through yet. You just want to talk to Neo. What you going to ask Neo, Bert?
I don't know. I'm going to wait till he get on the phone and ask him.
She said she went to get him. She ain't came back
yet. Doing the whole interview before he gets on the phone.
I was just throwing my questions out there, getting my questions.
Clearly, we're stalling for time.
Let's stall for time. She said, did the lady say she was going to get him? seen Game Back yet, Murphy. Where did she go? To China? Did she go to China to get him?
Hey, this is what we give y'all. This is live, raw, uncut.
Y'all heard what the lady said. You already know Neo. I'm going to get Neo. I'm just waiting. I mean, where did she go get him? Jessica, do you have a clue? Where did she go get him at?
No, Larry.
She might get back on the phone to say. She might get back on the phone and say, I heard everything y'all said. She might cuss us out. What y'all think?
I hope she would, and this is not satellite radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting on Neo to join our call. She actually went to get him. And, yeah, I think in the meantime, I just might play a Neo song. What y'all think? I just want to hear
Maybe
Neo song.
Maybe you should do that, because this is a lie.
I thought she was coming right back. Jessica, she said she was going to get him. I thought she was coming right back. Jeez. Okay, I guess not. I guess she ain't coming right back.
We still don't have no music.
We could at least have some background music or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, maybe we should sing Neo songs. Let's sing Neo songs.
Go ahead, sing a Neo song, Jessica. Let me hear this catastrophe. Let me hear you sing a Neo song. Please let me hear that.
Play something. I thought you was going to sing.
Okay, you want to hear some Neo? Oh, we're waiting on Neo to get on the phone. Neo ain't on the phone yet. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, Neo is going to be joining us in a few minutes. As you heard the lady tell us. There you go, Jessica.
I have Neo on.
Neo, what's up, big dog?
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Good morning, Neo.
We actually live on the radio right now. We was actually waiting on you to get on the call, and we was on here talking about what questions we were going to ask you and talking junk. That's all.
Okay. All right. I said, let me in on a joke, man.
So I said the question I'm going to ask Neo, does he still wear them big hats, them fedoras? Do you still rock those, Neo?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely some variety to it at this point, but yeah, the fedora still gets played. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a Scully.
Well,
Neo
is not on the line just to talk about hats. He's on the line to talk about this brand new single that he just dropped today, "You to Love," and it actually features Jeremih. Go ahead and tell us about it.
The joint is pretty self-explanatory. I mean, like, as soon as you turn it on, you kind of catch the vibe and see, you know, and feel what it is that the joint is about. "You to Love" is just a record about you and that significant other, you know, whoever it is, be it your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, and just loving on that one person. I feel like the song makes a lot of sense currently during this whole quarantine thing. This is the soundtrack for you and your quarantine, basically.
Speaking of quarantine, you a daddy! What has daddy been doing on quarantine?
To maintain some sanity is primarily.
I know that's right.
Yeah, a lot of yelling at kids. You know, a lot of that's going on.
Neo, I can't picture you yelling at no kids, Neo. You got to hear. You got to let me hear Daddy Neo. I got to hear Daddy Neo. How do you yell at your kids, Neo?
Listen, Daddy Neo come out when Daddy Neo needs. it's like a gun. You don't pull it unless you're about to shoot.
You tried to get it on your own. I want to smack your tail if you better leave that alone. Yeah. That's kind of what it sounds like.
No. A little less melodic, but yeah, not bad.
What have your kids been doing since they got daddy at home during quarantine? What have your kids been doing to get on your nerves?
Just existing, man. It's like
not existing.
No, I completely agree.
The inner house. We can't really take them nowhere. Dave and Buster is one of their favorite spots. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So can't really take them nowhere. Definitely can't go to Dave and Buster's. Nah, I'm not messing with it. I'm in Atlanta and some stuff is open, but I'm not messing around. Nah, man. Nah. Holler at me when the whole world open back up. I ain't doing this. Just Atlanta's open. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's a lot of time at the house, a lot of time in each other's faces, and it just really shows you how much you love somebody or how much you don't.
Your catalog is amazing. All of the songs that you have written for yourself and for other people. What is the songwriting process like for Neo?
Songwriting process for me. there's really not a right or wrong way to do it. Like I tell people all the time, like it's not about how you get there. It's about where you're trying to get to. As long as the destination is a quality record, then you can use whatever mode of transportation. You know, sometimes the beat comes first, sometimes the lyrics comes first. It's really up to you. As long as at the end of it, it's a dope song, then you know, do it how you do it. My process primarily is just, you know, again, I've done it a few different ways. The beat comes first, the hook comes first. Somebody will start it, I'll finish it. I guess there's a couple different ways to get it done. But at the end of the day, like I said, as long as it's a quality song, do it however you do it. You know?
See, now, Neil, we haven't heard a new song from you in a while, but people don't understand that you write songs for everybody. During the time that since this song that you dropped and the last song that you dropped, have you been writing for other people, or have other songs that you've written come out?
I've been chilling. Well, I can't say chilling because I've definitely been working.
But you've been acting too now.
I've done a little acting and stuff. Primarily, I chilled out. You know, when my youngest son was born, he'll be two soon. But I wasn't really doing much work at all, man. I was kind of locked in on this little dude. Mm. That is what that is, and now this is what this is. I'm back in this thing, and You the Love is one of them joints that is kind of, you don't really got to think about it all that much. You know what I mean?
Neil, mm-hmm. The versus battles are huge right now. Who would you like to go up against in a versus
battle? Uh-oh. Neo versus Neo.
Well, y'all a little late. I already did the versus battle.
Yeah, he was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, after Sean Garrett.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
And it was me and Jethel.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what, Neo? We actually asked the other day, earlier this week, it was on Tuesday, which one was your favorite versus battle? And a lot of people did say you and John said, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Yeah, man, it was a great time. You know, after Sean Garrett and the Dream did their thing, and it went kind of left. You know, much love to the Dream, much love to Sean Garrett, but the energy was just weird. So Jonte hit me like, "Yo, man, we should go next." I'm like, "All right, cool, whatever. Let's get it." So we hit up Swiss, and we put the rules together. Like, "All right, let's go 20 songs apiece,
mm-hmm.
a minute 30 per song." You know what I mean? Just to keep it classy and neat. Like, all right, cool. And then, mind you, Jonte Austin is a super classy dude. You know what I'm saying? I like to pride myself on being classy. So we already knew before it even happened that it wasn't going to be, you know, no foul energy. Like, you know, it was definitely respect for one another. And, you know, he played his top 20. I played my top 20, and the world decided who won. I don't really feel like it was a winner or a loser. I mean, let me take it back now. Jonte definitely won after I looked at the playlist. Jonte definitely won.
Now,
but I feel like the bigger win was just for music and R&B, period. Like, you know, hip-hop gets the bigger spotlight nowadays, whereas we had 80,000 people locked in on a strictly R&B situation. So that made me feel good about the future of R&B.
Now, Neo, have you been watching the Versus Battle? If so, what has been your favorite to watch?
I've definitely been watching the battles. It's a learning process, you know what I'm saying? As the battles go, they get better and better, you know, just through trial and error. Everybody watched the Teddy Riley and the technical. That was just funny. One of my favorites was Erykah Badu and Jill Scott. It was super respectful and a whole lot of love, and just two queens going over some of the amazing works that they've been responsible for, and it was just a moment, you know what I'm saying?
And let me ask you this, Neo. You know, you got this new song, You the Love with Jeremiah. Are you preparing for a new album? Is this a new album going to be dropping from Neo?
Definitely preparing for a new album. I've been working on this album for like a year and a half. Just really in search mode, trying to figure out what the new Neo is, if it's even something new or if it's just, you know, me locking back into what I love and appreciate about music anyway. Album is pretty much done. I'm about 3/4 of the way done. It's like a couple more vibes that I want to try to get on that thing before I completely close it out. But on this album, you get layers of me. You know what I'm saying? It's some vibes on here that you've heard on me before, and there's some things on here that you've never heard me do before. You know what I mean? And it's just me peeling back the layers, so to speak. Like there's more to me than what you've seen thus far, and this album is, you know, just a slight glimpse into some of that.
Any more features besides Jeremiah? Because I know one time you hooked up with Jasmine Sullivan. Y'all did an amazing song for her album. That thing was a banger. So any more features besides Jeremiah?
Definitely got a few more features on there. I'm old school, man. I don't like to open gifts before Christmas. But yeah, definitely a few more features on there.
Well, give us a peek.
When the album comes,
shake the gift. Shake it a little bit. Let us guess.
It'll be special.
I got you.
Shake the gift. If you don't want to gift the present before Christmas, shake the box a little bit. Let us guess what it is.
Yeah, let us take the tape off the edge.
Listen. No one understand that it's me, so it's going to be quality. Just be patient.
I know that's right. I know that's right, Neo.
Damn it, Neo!
You got any movies, anything lined up like that?
No, not anything in a film, but World of Dance is definitely back on.
Yeah, you're doing that.
Before it's officially begun. That's NBC, 10 o'clock every Sunday. Make sure you're checking for us. Wait, is that Sunday? That's Sunday and Monday. I think it's Monday. No. Yes, Monday. NBC, 10 o'clock Mondays. It's another TV show. I was on Step Up High Water. We just officially got picked up by Stars. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. Laura Willing, we'll see what happens with this COVID thing. But we're supposed to start filming around the summertime. So yeah, we're looking for that on Stars. And then this new album, bro. Like, new album. It's untitled as of yet. But no one understands. It's coming very, very soon. And it's going to be quality start to finish. I pride myself on that.
You should call the album, you should name it after being, you know, after being at home quarantined and for yelling at your kids, you should call it "I'm Your Daddy." So you could go with, you know, with the whole kid theme, and you the daddy of or one of the daddies of R&B. I'm Your Daddy.
Really?
I mean, you can make a song with it. You could go with a female.
Let
me A&R this thing. We gonna make a million, baby. We gonna make millions.
Don't call me. I'll call you, and we'll work it out.
Now watch somebody come up with a song. I'm Your Daddy, and it's gonna be a banger. Watch to see. Me and Neo gonna write this thing together.
1-800.
1-800. Nope.
1-800. Hell no.
Well, Neo, when you do drop the new album, man, make sure you call us back and let us know when it's dropping, and we get ready to drop the brand new single, Neo Jeremiah, You the Love. We're gonna drop it when we come back from commercial break. Neo, thank you for checking in with us this morning.
Absolutely appreciate the love, y'all.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio.
278780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. We got to find out what's popping with that Madhouse question of the day. What we got today, Miss Jessica, for that Madhouse question of the day?
Today we were asking you, with everything that's going on, sometimes it feels like you just want to move away. So we wanted to know, where do you want to go? Wakanda or Zamunda, where would you want to live?
Ooh, I put a poll up on my Instagram story. 82% of the people, 82% of the people said they going to Wakanda. On my poll, they said they going to Wakanda. That's where they going. What they said on yours, or what they said on your page, Bert?
I'm mixed. It's mixed. One person says Zamunda. One of them says both of them, B-O-F-F-U-M. He said anywhere rather than America right now. Another guy said, well, Mark Smith says Wakanda forever. Michelle says Zamunda because of the animals, and I want Oha to have
Oha.
The band ready to wake me up every morning.
Oha.
And Shayna said, do I have to choose?
So you know what? Stuck. You know what's crazy? On my comments, more people said Zamunda, but on the poll on my story, more people said Wakanda. Fabo said, whichever one of them real, I'm going to. Come here!
The majority of the people said Wakanda on my page. But LaPortia Lowry says, wherever M'Baku is.
M'Baku. He's in Wakanda. That's my dog. I'm going to hang with him. M'Baku. I'm a part of the what's the name of their tribe?
Yeah, ha!
M'Baku.
The Jabari tribe.
I'm part of the Jabari tribe, baby. Put me in there. They meant business when they came out.
My sister just texted me and said she going to Zamunda.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Care Bear 59.
Yeah, 53.
No, whatever it is.
It was her.
All right, man. You know, if they chat, you know, they always on that Madhouse voicemail. Your favorite person on that bourbon? Toodles.
Why is that got to be my favorite person?
Because it is. 704-227-8780.
Uh-uh. Ooh, good morning, Mad Gas, Crazy Old House. Now, you know, I would love to live in Zamunda. Because every time I step in the room, I'd be like, ha, I'm Dr. Zofar, ruler of Zamunda. And you can get bathed every day. People throw flowers at your feet. And Mr. What the Hell can wash my monkey bone. Oh,
this is Mr. What the Hell. Burping, my brother. I agree with you 1,000%. It's time for a change. Y'all already know. You ain't going to do me any kind of way and think I ain't going to get your monkey ass back. And people in Minnesota, why you burning stuff down in your neighborhood, your community that you going to need? Go over there where the cop killer live at and burn the stuff down in his community. And no limit, I finally seen a picture of Toodle monkey ass. Toodle look like a damn baboon. Ain't that the one be playing with his little wing and playing in his booty all the time, all willy-nilly? I thought so. That's Toodles. Just nasty.
I'm sending both of y'all to Zamunda right now. Now, let me Larry the Morning Madhouse, man. You got it on your mind. Let it off. 704-227-8780. We dropped your Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. We'll play your responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Friday, May 29th. DMX has apologized to Lloyd Banks for comments that he made about him being a lyricist or not during an interview. Banks fired back, accusing X of only being mad because he didn't come to the studio to work with him when he reached out. X quickly realized that he mistook Banks for Tony Yayo. And hopped on Instagram to say, it takes a real person to admit when he's wrong. My apology to Lloyd Banks. I was thinking to him, yeah, when they asked me about Banks.
Come on, D. What was D smoking that day? Was he high that day? What was wrong with DMX? His mind probably was running fast, and he just said Lloyd Banks, and he probably did mean Tony Yayo. But damn, D, damn. Why you do Yayo like that, though? You don't think Yayo can rap?
Miss Quad has a new family member. The Married to Medicine star just revealed that she adopted a little girl. The baby was born on April 8th in Memphis and is named Ari. She's preparing to travel to Memphis to meet her new baby girl for the first time. Now, this news of Quad having a baby girl comes as a surprise to many after she decided not to have a baby with her ex-husband, Dr. Greg.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so do you watch this show?
Man, I watch. Not really. I've never seen it. I've seen like 4 episodes total.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a huge story. So it is. It is like, wow, I can't believe like she's having a baby or adopting a baby after this, because that was a real big issue in their marriage.
Yeah.
Yo Gotti spared no expense when celebrating his birthday this year. The rapper spent over $1 million on himself. What did he buy? 3 cars and a watch. He showed off this Rolls Royce truck, a Ferrari F8, and a Lamborghini on his Instagram page with a message saying, appreciate y'all for putting me in the position to spend $1 million on my birthday.
Boy, hey, Yo Gotti told y'all he'll drop $1 million on himself. But, you know, shout out to Gotti, man. That's Big Cuzzo. Shout out to Big Cuzzo. Happy birthday again, big homie.
Diddy held a family meeting to discuss the state of race relations in America and has some questionable guests. One that's getting a lot of side eyes is Amy Schumer. Some were wondering, how did she get invited to the family meeting, with tweets that include, is half blackface acceptable? Hashtag Halloween questions. And black people are just like us, except they're not scared of black people. You know, all of this is really coming into play, especially after his last comments about basically holding the black vote hostage.
Right.
a lot of people are like, hold on, Diddy, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, I actually have a question up on my page right now that says, do you think Amy Schumer, how do you feel about Amy Schumer being invited to the family meeting?
I think
the first thing we got to do is get white people to talk about it. So, I mean, if she, what was she saying? Was she on there talking negative? If not, then what was the problem?
These tweets that she's tweeted out. People are like, you don't have to, you probably not the best person.
Oh, I don't know about what is she saying in the tweets. I don't.
Well, happy birthday to Mel B, LaToya Jackson, and Laverne Cox. I'm Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Jessica.